brothers and sisters, a blessed day to all of you. Today, I'm going to be talking about apprenticeship, or in work context, we call it training, and in school context, we call it work attachments. But today, the apprenticeship we are focusing on is the most important one that runs on for the whole of our lives. That is our apprenticeship with God. Before that, let us look into the verses of Romans 6, verse 11 to 13. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to Him as an instrument of righteousness. As those who have our union and identification in Christ, we are no longer bounded to our old motives, desires, and goals, but we can consider ourselves in a new light, the way God has, in fact, made us. We have a new start, and the Holy Spirit will help us sense and live out the way Christ has declared us to be in our daily lives. So it says here, not to offer any part of ourselves as an instrument of wickedness, a tool to serve sinful purposes. Now, we all have our individual strengths, gifts and skills, and they can serve many purposes, good or bad. When we were in sin, every part of us is vulnerable to temptations, misguided purposes and such. But in Christ, every part of us can be used as an instrument of righteousness, of service that makes a difference. So the question to ask ourselves is, are we giving ourselves completely to God, asking Him to put us to good use for His glory, our faith edification, and to point others to Him? Are we in this apprenticeship program with God today? Now, I know we would love to say yes, and our hearts would know the right answer to that. But there is always the sin that fights to reign in our mortal body so that we obey its evil desires. So how can we not give in to its desires? It is important to know that we can be equipped to do this. But who we are apprenticed to is the critical part. Are we apprenticed to our old ways, our self-will, men's opinions and ideas, Google Answers? Are we maybe still apprenticed to our first master, sin and the world? Or have you apprenticed yourself to God? Now, as with any apprentice that works under a skilled master, they will be trained, shaped and molded even in the finer points of the craft they want to learn. Now, I love brush lettering and I attended a workshop from a lady that I truly admire her works for. So I carefully followed all the stencils and guides she gave me to do the calligraphy from A to Z, capital letters to lowercase letters, and even the color choices of the paint, how she mixes them, how she mutes the colors, down to the T of the brands of brushes she uses. I carefully and intently listen and absorb in every way I can, writing notes, making markings on my guidebook. So an apprentice will choose, follow, and pattern themselves after their master. The thing is, without Jesus, we would be originally and without a choice attached to sin, which results in guilt, suffering, insatiable desires, and separation from God. But by the grace of God, we can now have Christ as our master. Following Him, we can enjoy a new life and learn how to work for Him even in hard times or struggling phases, because we are shaped more in His likeness, love, wisdom, and righteousness to look at the things around us. As we talk about apprenticeship, Paul and Timothy's is a really precious example as well. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 13 to 14, Paul told Timothy, "What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching. With faith and love in Christ Jesus, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us." Timothy has been Paul's bright and young apprentice, and he would soon be a leader of a church in a difficult environment. But because Paul has trained and shaped Timothy to be apprenticed to Christ, he had everything he needed to face the future as long as he held on tight to the Lord's resources, the Word and the Spirit. This goes the same for us. And once we have kept our lives apprenticed to God, despite the many distractions and hurdles, we can then draw strength and perspective to not let sin reign in us. Here are some practical ways we can look into. Firstly, let us really take time to identify our area of weaknesses and recognize the things that tempt us. Then, make every effort to stay away from sources of temptation. Now, as this may get a little hard, we can divert our focus to maybe consciously investing our time in other good habits and service. For example, for myself, something that really helped me during my wild-hearted days was to start a blog to reflect on God's work in my life and thoughts of what I heard in sermons and stuff. Or I will illustrate phone wallpapers with verses. So you can find your own good and blessed ways to invest your time in. And finally, never stop leaning in on God's strength and grace as we wrestle with sin's dominion. Brothers and sisters, apprenticeship with God may be a lifetime program, but as we come to be trained in our Master's pattern of teaching, skills of discernment, and understanding of His guidebook, we will come to see that it is one that may be tough at first, but is necessary and gets sweeter as the years go by. God bless.